ABC Radio Australia.
For the best part of a year, the rugby league media have feasted on the delicious prospect of the Johns brothers taking charge of Samoa's national team. The NRL greats have both talked about it on TV, offering to do the job for free, and they've generated a wave of support from fans on social media. At the same time, incumbent coach Matt Parrish has come in for personal attacks and claims that many of the Samoan players do not want to work with him. But now, finally, the whole matter has been put to bed. First and foremost, sources have told Pacific Beat the Johns brothers, Andrew and Maddie, have made no formal approach to the Samoan NRL at any stage about the coaching role or ever applied for the job in any way. And as the World Cup approaches, Matt Parrish is still at the helm. But now, with a high-quality team of assistants alongside him, including one of the brightest coaching prospects in the NRL, who's built his reputation with the reigning premiers Penrith.
A lot of the guys have been with me in past Samoan campaigns and they've done a terrific job. But, you know, adding guys like Andrew from Penrith, Andrew Webster, who I've worked with before, you know, and Richard Agar from the UK, you know, it's very exciting to have them on board. And, you know, I'm sure they're going to add a lot to our staff and to our players and certainly challenge our players to be better.
And it seems to me that you've got connections in all the right places, as it were. I mean, clearly Andrew Webster coming in from the Panthers, I mean, they have a sizable Samoan contingent there. You've got your connections in England with Richard Agar and Leeds and the former captain Frank Pritchard on board, who I guess will be a good conduit between you and the players.
Yeah, well, Frank's been with us, you know, since 2014 and been on every campaign with us. And, you know, he's an integral part of our team. He's been a great leader on and off the field, and he's a great fellow, Frank. And again, Andrew Webster's, you know, one of the best young coaches in the NRL, done an amazing job at the Panthers. He's held in very high regard there, not only by the staff, but also by the playing group. It'd be fantastic for him to be on board. And as I said, I've known Richard for a long time. He coached France in the 2013 World Cup. He's got a wealth of knowledge in the UK, and I'm sure, you know, everyone in our squad's going to benefit from having him on board. So, it's, you know, it's exciting times.
How do you therefore feel about your relationship as head coach with the would-be Samoan squad now? I mean, you will be aware of the to-ing and fro-ing in the media and the suggestion that some of the players were not necessarily on board with the way things are going. Do you think that these announcements might settle things down and you will have a full pool of players to pick from now?
Got no doubt that that'll be the case. We just want to get the people that are playing well at the end of the year that are eligible to play for Samoa. I'm sure we're going to put in a mighty effort over there in the World Cup. I've got no doubt if we can play well, we can compete against anyone.
Are there players on the radar who are still having to make that decision, whether they're going to put their hand up for Samoa or possibly look for selection for Australia or New Zealand?
Oh, I'd say there'd be a number of players like that, but, you know, that becomes their choice. But I've got no doubt that we've created the environment and got the coaching staff and also the S&C staff to more than match it with all the other nations, so there's no reason why a player would not want to play for Samoa.
And you've got the test match coming up in Campbelltown now on June the 25th against Cook Islands. I suppose the World Cup countdown starts in earnest from that point, doesn't it?
Oh, I think it started at the start of the year. Every weekend they go out and play, the players, so they're on show there. But the opportunity to play mid-season is certainly a very pleasant surprise for us and something that we didn't know that was going to happen this year. And we're certainly very grateful to the NRL to put that on and to let the Pacific Nations be part of that rep round.
What, though, do you think about the fact that it clashes with Origin 2? Clearly that may mean that some of your players won't be available because they'll be involved in Origin.
What that does, it creates opportunities for others. It is what it is. We didn't have a choice. And, you know, as I said, it creates opportunity for other players to step up and perform at that level.
And for you personally, how are you feeling about your position as head coach now? With so much speculation that's been flying around in recent months, have you found that unsettling?
Not at all. I've always had a very good relationship and understanding with the board of Rugby League Samoa, and I've never been in any doubt about my position.
Do you see yourself remaining as head coach for the foreseeable future, or do you think you may have a rethink after the World Cup? I'm wondering, somebody like Andrew Webster, he could be the heir apparent, couldn't he?
He certainly could be.
Is that part of the idea, therefore, succession planning, if I can put it that way?
Oh, I think, look, we haven't thought too far ahead about that. All we're concentrating on is a specific test and also our World Cup plans, which are well in advance. We've made plenty of arrangements, and that's all we're concentrating at the moment. After the World Cup, we'll see what happens then.
So what are you expecting from the World Cup? If you have all the players that you would wish to have in that squad, how well do you think the Toa Samoa team could do?
If we can prepare properly and get the players that we want on board, I've got no doubt we can compete against any of the nations in the World Cup. But we've got a pretty tough draw, given we open the tournament 13 days after the NRL Grand Final against England. But we know what we're up against and we'll be ready.
Matt Parrish, head coach of Toa Samoa, firmly in place. Still, it would appear in that match against England, the opening game of the Rugby League World Cup will be played on October the 15th, or more likely the 16th, I guess, over here. It'll be at St James's Park, home of the Premier League soccer club Newcastle United.